Well,
I'm sure there is research out there, just because people who work on accident reduction work on the, on this. What I do, whatever the situation is that they need to know what they are physically doing to create this bell. And let me just give you one. I'll give you one example. Luckily, you almost never have to sing in Dutch. Most Dutch composers, thank God, don't set their music to Dutch. They set it to anything else but. But sometimes you do. And there's some really weird diphthongs. And it's actually a choir in San Francisco that is going to be singing in Dutch. And they have these diphthongs are A, and O. And when they first everybody have to sing is A. Well, what is an A? How do you do that? But when you learn that is actually an A, as in hat, attached to the more familiar French U, A, then they get the idea. So it's about, I think it's about those building blocks and really understanding what all the parts of your mouth are doing.